Willie Herndon is the vice captain of the track walking team. Where's our winner coming from, Willie?
Well, Aurora Mint, this horse was extremely unlucky last start. It took some even luck in running in a small field. It should be very hard to beat.
She's home, Aurora Mint. She's over two in front. And Aurora Miss wins from High Bounty.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Matt Cabani has been good enough to pick up the phone. Casa Ladara, Harry Coffey, on $7 at the moment.
It's always dangerous to be too bullish, but I think it'll run well.
Casa Ladara is too good.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yeah, we undersold him there. He was very, very big pushing for the Casa Ladara yesterday on the early mile was Matt Cabani, and he's put himself into Hall of Fame contention is what he's done.
And just on that, there will be an announcement in the next week or so before the end of the year. We will be having an awards ceremony where we will induct officially the Hall of Fame members for 2017. So stand by for that, because that will be a morning of mornings.
A momentous occasion. Is it a lifetime Hall of Fame status, or is it a yearly Hall of Fame? Just a yearly performer?
That's going to be hotly debated around the Hall of Fame table.
I'll tell you what, someone who's rocketing into Hall of Fame contention is the vice captain of the track walking team, Willie Herndon, who is walking the track at Sale for us today. G'day, Willie.
Good morning, Harp. Good morning, guys. Yes, I had a walk of Sale this morning, where the track is a good four. The rail's at the 4 metres and the penetrometer is 5.24. I thought it walked in great order. There's a nice amount of moisture underfoot from the dew overnight, and the team put 5 mils of irrigation on last night. That's fresh ground. They haven't raced here for a couple of weeks. And I thought in the straight they might... It walks pretty even, but I think they'll stick close to the inside as the day goes on. And a warm day with a top of 33 degrees could see an upgrade at some point.
Hot stuff out there at Sale. Now, Willie, you are getting a very big following out there in RSN Land with your tipping. What do you got for us today?
I've been in a hard day, small fields, a lot of favourites, but I'm going to go with a short one, but I think it just wins. Race 7, number 3, Club Tropicana.
Why, Willie? Why?
This horse is in form from the Chris Simons and Aladdin Zara team. They're flying. It was unlucky last start. I think it's good enough to beat these and should be winning. It's short enough, but I think it might drift out. So just wait for a little bit to get on.
Righto. Wait. I like the fact you now are giving us guidance as to when to get on for your tip. Race 7, number 3, Club Tropicana. Barrier 2, Chris Simons, as you said, is hot, and as are the Elton Zara stable as well. About $2, even money at this stage, but Willie reckons we might be able to get 220 or 250 a little bit later on. Good on you, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Herndon is the vice captain of the track walking team.
That's just taking it to new levels, the track walking, that he's now starting to anticipate the markets.
Yes, it's outstanding. It's new levels from Willie. He's really feeling it at the moment. We love that about him. He's really feeling it. Good on him. Good on him, Whitey. Good on him indeed. We've got Ken Keyes ready to go for you.
He's got a couple of runners today. Ken, welcome.
G'day, Whitey.
Race 5, number 2, it starts it off for you with Wenner from Gate 1, second up today. Small field, how are your confidence levels?
Oh, it'd be fine. Not a lot of luck at Mornington, so small fields always create bad luck. But anyway, at the moment, we're pretty positive.
Yeah. Okay, so it's about, around about sort of 350 at the tab at the moment. That's a fair price?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Yeah, pretty nice horse.
All right, no worries. Race 6, number 1, Fair and Equitable is your other runner, around about $7 at the tab, also second up today, and also from Gate 1.
Yeah. Second up, bit sus at the 1,700 second up. Didn't have a lot go right in the first start, but the race was pretty hard to knock back when the small entries. So probably a question mark about her, she's going, and see what happens.
Okay, so of your two, clearly we should be on Wenner over Fair and Equitable.
Oh, I think so, just on the first run that he had, and it was an unlucky run, so hopefully he just gets some luck this week.
Terrific, Ken. Good luck today.
No worries, guys. Thanks.
Good stuff. Ken Keyes there with two today at Sale. His best at race 5, number 2. Shay Eden is on the line. Now, he might have something to say about that because he also has a runner in race 5 there at Sale today. Good morning, Shay.
Hey, good morning, boys. How are you?
We're going very well. Have you come down from Ocean Ember's performance down the straight at Flemington during the carnival?
Back to reality, fellas. Certainly a high, but business. Back to business, and looking forward to Saturday.
Good for you. Keep the shark away is my suggestion. Now, race 5, number 4, Rosebery Street. I used to live in Rosebery Street. is favourite today in race five. Now, it was nominated for the carnival, but missed out during the week, didn't it?
Yeah, she did. She just needed one more scratching, but unfortunately, you know, on the big days, everyone wants to be there, and we missed out, so she gets a chance today.
And you're thinking she's a good chance?
Yeah, look, she's been she's knocking on the door. She seems to like the track at Sale. She always runs well there. So, look, she's a good chance. Doesn't mind the track firm underneath, which, you know, towards the end of the day, would possibly be. But, you know, she's trained on really well. Small field. Just on paper, didn't look to be a lot of speed. So, look, if we can help it, we don't want to lead. She races a lot better with a bunny to chase. So, you know, if that can work into our hands, that certainly will be ideal. But, look, she'll be hard to beat.
All right, that's race five, number four. Now, race three, number nine, the Auditor. Hasn't had much luck in a couple of starts. What are we expecting today?
Look, he drew wide yesterday at Bendigo over a mile, which would have been my preference to run at a mile. But, you know, running from a wide gate wasn't ideal. So we came back to 1400. Obviously, he's drawn a better gate. He's a horse doesn't have, much of a turn of foot. So we need to press forward. And, you know, we're going to see the best of him when he gets out to 2,000 metres. But, I think it's still going to be too short for him. And, you know, he still needs a few things to go right.
So safe to say your best is race five, number four, Rosebery Street?
Yeah, Rosebery Street. Stately Boy, he's a horse that's been, obviously, early on in his preps, ran a couple of really nice races. He's a horse that I'm really looking to get out to, 2,400 metres. So today, coming back in trips, not ideal, but, you know, he could surprise. He's fit and well, and, he'll push forward and make his own luck. So he's a horse that, wouldn't surprise if he stuck his head out either.
So that's race four, number four, Stately Boy. And I've missed race eight, number six, Ancina.
Ancina will come out. He's, we put him in there just on the... You know, there's not a lot of acceptances at the time, but the firmness of the track later on in the day is not ideal for him. He appreciates a bit of juice, so he'll come out and we'll unhook the throw.
Shay, well done during the carnival. Look forward to seeing how you go today. Good luck.
Thanks, boys.
Shay Eden with us on the early mail from Sale. Good luck if you're getting involved today. I reckon we've found you a couple of winners there, Whitey.
Well, there was a rumour going around that Shay Eden's name was brought up in the last discussion over Hall of Fame.
Right.
Just a little bit of sort of news leaking out that he has been quite good to us over the year. Yeah. Always very honest assessment. And if he doesn't think it's a chance, he never says it will run well. And he has tipped us a few winners. So today could be a big day for him.
Big day. Race five, number two for Ken Keys. I reckon race four, number four for Shay. Stately Boy was the one he was leaning towards. And Willie Herning's telling you when to bet these days. Race seven, number three, Club Tropicana.